Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit now will take over and bring to us the message He would have us to hear this evening and lead us into the depth of this your word, Heavenly Father, so that we can grow stronger in faith, in spirit, and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now be with us, Father, throughout this service, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're still here in Genesis chapter 13 this evening. And we've been talking about Abram and his sons, their families. Now, here in chapter 13, in verse 1, it says, "And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south." Two, "And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold." God's really been blessing you. "And as he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord." Now, we have seen where Abram had built actually a couple altars on this move that God had him making. And we pick up here again now in verse 5, and it says, "And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. There was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right, then I will go to the left. So they are agreeing to separate. We all know where Lot finally ended up. And he ended up in a place really where he shouldn't have been, and where the Lord will. And as we go on into it, we'll be seeing more about Lot. But I'll be dealing with him also a little later on. Now, here in verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt on the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. And this is where he begins to kind of have a few problems, because he's getting too close to the sin city. And this city was filled with sin. Anyway, now, 13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now, we know all about that because, as we've read before, we know exactly what happens to Sodom and why. Right now, Lot is looking toward it. 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. He could turn all four directions, and as far as he could see, God promised that land to him and his seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. He's letting us know there in verse 16 that there's going to be so many that nobody's going to be able to even number. Now, 17. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Every place he goes, you notice, when he first gets there, he builds an altar to the Lord. That brings us to the end of chapter 13. So we're going to go on into 14 now. In verse 1, and it came to pass in the days of Amrathia, king of Shinar, Herach, king of Elazar, Chaldomer, king of Elam, and Tideah, king of nations, that these made war with Beriah, king of Sodom, and with Barshai, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admar, and Shemeber, king of Zebom, and the king of Belai, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chaldomar, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chaldomar and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims and Ashtaroth, Canaan, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emans in Sheva, Kirith Aim, and the Horites in their Mount Sire unto Elpara, which is by the wilderness. They returned and came to in Mizpah, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazen. I can't pronounce that one. H-A-Z-E-Z-O-N-T-A-M-A-R. What name? There went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboam, and the king of Belai, the same as Zoar, and they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Chaldomar, the king of Elam, and with Tadel, king of nations. Anyway, all of these kings joined together. And here in 10, and in the vale of Siddim, the full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Now, we'll find here where Abram is going to end up rescuing Lot. You see, Lot was doing great. He had great wealth, many cattle and all. So he got mixed up with Sodom. Now, here in 13, says, and there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Ishko, and brother of Anar. And there were confederates with Abram. When Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318. He had a few servants, didn't he? 318. And pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Here we will see something that has been even used unto this day. Verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hands. And he gave him tithes of all. Now here he's tithing to Melchizedek, which has carried over even into our days in paying tithes. And that's something that we, as the children of Almighty God, are to do. And I do. I pay my tithes. And I know that my associate pastor, Kenny Powers, pays his tithes. But we are all to pay our tithes. That is a tenth of all you have and of your earnings. Think about it. And when we get further over into the Bible, you're going to find out what God thinks of those that don't pay it. But we're not going there right now. Now, 21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoelatch, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me. Anar, Eskara, and Mari, let them take their portion. And we have now come to the end of chapter 15. Come to the end of 14, we're going into 15. Verse 1 of 15 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the start of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. In other words, he's had one born in his house, but it wasn't his son. But without God giving him a son, that one would be his heir. But you see, the covenant that God made with Abram was that that covenant would be good from then and all through his seed forever. And yet he was without. But see, God never leaves us. Even then, without having what you and I have today, the grace and the glory God has gave us is way beyond what they had. And yet, some of these men stood strong, stronger than what men stand today. Verse 4, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. He's letting him know he's going to give him a son. And he brought him forth aboard and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. That's an awful lot of seed, isn't it? It's an awful lot of people. 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. You see, with that kind of faith, believing exactly what the Lord told him about the number he couldn't even number, of his seed, and God counted that faith as righteousness for him. Now, verse 7. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? You see, the Lord God is actually speaking to him, and he is speaking to the Lord God. And you and I are supposed to be doing that same thing today, because when the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life and was resurrected, went back to heaven, sent the Holy Spirit back to us on the day of Pentecost, and started the church age, he had gave us something mankind had never had before, and it was power enough to do anything God would ask of us. We have no reason to doubt any of God's word. None. Now, He did ask the question, though. How shall I know I shall inherit? And he said unto him, and this is God talking to him now, take me a heifer of 3 years old and a she-goat of 3 years old and a ram of 3 years old, a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. God knows exactly how to get things done. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. All the way back here now to the days of Abram, God is telling him what is to happen to the Jewish people, Israel, that they will be in bondage 400 years. And it happened just as he told Abram. We have no excuse today whatsoever in any way of doubting the word of Almighty God. The proof of it has been seen over centuries. Now, verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. We know they did. They came out with all the substance. And when God parted the sea, got them across, those others that were chasing them to bring them back, those Egyptians, God destroyed, he drowned them, every one. Now, 15, and thou shalt go to thy father in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. They're not finished yet with all of their sin, their iniquities. 17. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. 18. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river of the Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenzites, and the Kedomites, and the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Rephaim, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Gershonites, and the Jebusites. He's letting them know and making a covenant with them, of the land that's going to be given to Egypt. Now, I was looking at the time, I'm sorry. Let's see here, because we've just come to the end of chapter 15. So we're going to go on into 16. I think we can finish it, still be on time. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaiden, an Egyptian whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And she's given him her handmaiden. You and I can see a lot of results from this impatience of Sarai and Abram to this day. We'll be getting into it a little more. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold, now the Lord has restrained me. He's restrained her, as she said. And we'll pick up there now in verse 4. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. It turned them against each other. Now, you see, when we don't do things right, there's always a price there. And Sarah said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abram said unto Sarah, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleases thee. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. She's chasing her out now. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard thy afflictions. And he will be a wild man, and his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seeth me, for she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer-lahai-roth. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. 15. And Hagar bare Abram a son, And Abel called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram, which made him 86 years old when Ishmael was born. Now his promised child that God promised him, not there yet, but he will be. Now we're going to be getting back into this again our next time. I'm going to stop here for the time being. We're at chapter 17. And we're going to stop here and go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we do thank you, Father, for this word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for the time that you've brought me into being. And that I can have, Father, of the promises made back to my forefathers that has come true and come about. And Father, you know that my mind and my heart belongs to your Son, Jesus Christ. You know, Father, that I always want to walk in him and him in me and the Holy Spirit in me, and that I can walk in the Spirit, Father, to do whatsoever you will command. And Father, I'll go wherever you lead. I'll say whatever you want me to say. Let me always stand and speak in boldness, in the truth of this your word. Bless this land, Father, in which I live, this land of the United States of America, it's called today. And help to bring all of your children together in one mind, in one accord, all believing in the same thing, all working together to get those out of our government office, Father, that is against you, your church, your word, and your people. And help us to replace them with ones that will work with us and for us, Father, and for that church. Help us, Father, to reach out into this harvest with power and might, with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and that he will use us to work through. Father, keep us through this night. Bring us together in the morning at 10 a.m. together and back into your word. Watch over each and every one, Father, that hear this message, and those that may not even be in tonight, Father, but still they love you. Be with them. Keep them, watch over them. our families. We have family members, Father, that are not walking with the Lord Jesus. Work with them. Guide them. Let them know and understand they need Jesus. They need to be making heaven their home. But one day it will be too late. Now, Father, hear this, my prayer. Grant it. And Father, my wife, the woman you gave to me, you gave her to me, and you know this, Father. Mankind, with his doing, Father, has took her man. Restore it, Father. Restore her mind. Strengthen her body and bring her home to me. You gave her to me once. Now bring her back, Father, and give her back to me. This is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Have a great night, everyone. And walk with God. Good night.